Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hyndman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Hand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Hand. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roberto Pena. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Nettles moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Harper steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Hand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hand bunts towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. Hyndman moves to second. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-1 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heidman scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Bob Locker now pitching. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Leon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kubiak moves to third. Max Alves pinch hits for Bob Locker. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubiak scores. Peña moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Brewers, 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Patton now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sims hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walden. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Hand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hand is 0-for-0 in the game. Hand strikes out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Uhlander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pena fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with hand covering, for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hydman. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Belander. Harper reaches second base with a double. Peña moves to third. Bob Miller now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Hydman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fosse moves to second. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hydman hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Fossey interferes with Hegan, who is awarded first base. Walton moves to second. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNurtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNurtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-3 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Olander reaches second base with a double. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olander scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinson moves to second. Ken Sanders now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Pinson moves to third. Horton moves to second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper juggles the ball. That's an error on Harper. Pinson scores. Horton moves to third. Sims moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Heidman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pena strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball towards right. Savage settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Savage. Miller moves to second. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pena fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Fred Lasher now pitching. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walton strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Heidman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. 2 outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fossey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Fossey interferes with McNerney, who is awarded first base. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fossey for a passed ball. McNerney moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNerney moves to third. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. McNerney scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-5, Indians. Steve Hovley pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Hobley moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobley moves to third. Harper moves to second. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Savage is hit by the pitch. Hobley scores. Harper moves to third. Snyder moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Indians. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Walton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hobley now playing right field. Ted Savage now playing left field. John Gellner now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-4 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNerney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hydman hits a pop-up towards the mound. Gellner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lasher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNerney bunts towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Leon covering, for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pena hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Kubiak moves to second. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hobley strikes out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.